The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
I like bad boys. There is
Guys, I got Dorian to say I like bad boys. We encourage you to do the wrong thing so that you can relate to the podcast. Welcome to the fourth episode of He's Just Not That Into You. I'm your host, Rhea, and I'm here with guest Dorian. And, Dorian, would you like to introduce yourself, say your name and a program that you're not in?
A program that I'm not in?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, my name is Dorian, and no way. I am not in business.
Okay. So, yeah, guys, he's in business.
Yeah.
And, sorry to break it to everyone.
Yeah.
So today's episode is titled, He's Just Not That Into You If He Only Wants to See You When He's Drunk.
Yeah.
So Dorian was really excited to come on this podcast because he said he's a yapper.
So
I guess we'll see if that's true, because come to think of it, I don't know if I've ever had a full-on conversation one-on-one with...
I mean, there's a first time for everything.
if you really think about it,
yeah.
And I was like, really excited because I was like, wow, like, you know, like, this is crazy. It'll be live recorded on the podcast.
Live recorded, like, for everyone to see. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. So would you like to start off with telling us a story?
Okay. Where should I begin with this?
Just right at the start of it all.
Right at the start of it all? Well,
I don't know the story, guys.
You don't know this? Yeah, she doesn't, actually. This is the first time. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is about some guy I was talking to, like, in the summer.
Okay.
And, yeah, like, something that he would do is when he would get drunk, he would send, like, messages or photos. Not anything that's, like, too explicit.
Yeah.
But that's what he would do. Like, at 3 a.m., I would get these, like, random texts him. And we called it off, like, at the beginning of school year.
Okay.
And then what sparked this up again is that at 1 a.m., 2 months later, he just decided to send a photo of himself.
No
like
way.
A selfie to me.
No way.
Like, and I was like, oh, cool. Like, good, like.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was my reaction. I'm like, damn. Hi.
How did you start talking?
So we met on a dating app. I think it was Tinder-ish. Yeah. Okay. So, and then, like, we also found out we went to the same high school together.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, it was actually really crazy. We found out we went to the same high school.
Were but you he's like different a year, age? Okay.
He's like a year older.
Uh-huh.
But he took like a gap year, like a fifth year. And, like, I didn't see him.
Wait,
like,
that's crazy.
I know, it was very crazy. And, like, most of my friends knew him, but, like, I never really saw him around. But, like, and it was really crazy to go on his Instagram. It's like, wait, why do we have, like, 90 mutuals? That's so insane.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
So what do you think about, do you think that's, like, what do you think about him sending, like, you messages?
Honestly, the way that I saw it, which is very delusional, I was like, damn, he must, like, it's really crazy that the first thing that comes into his mind when he's drunk is me. Like,
wow.
Like, that's actually so insane. Like, who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I feel like. Like, with this, like, whole drunk people texting, I feel like the biggest part, like, the reason why it's bad is because, like, they only do that to you when they're drunk.
Yeah.
And never, like, in real life, which for me wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. But it also just shows that, like, the only time when they can be honest with you or, like, say that they want you is that when they're not in control of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wait, facts.
Yeah, so it's like you can't, they can't be honest with you, like, up front.
Otherwise, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, that's how.
Yeah, well, you were supposed to say the opposite of that so I could say that, but, you know, it's okay.
That's okay, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, well, you know what the book says about that?
Okay, what does the book say
about that? The book says... You have to read this part.
Oh,
I'll tell you when
part?
To stop. Yeah, from
okay,
here.
Okay, this part, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dear Greg, you're so dumb. My boyfriend, the music video guy, he really likes to drink. He has a really hard job and needs to unwind. And when he's drunk, he's really affectionate and tells me all these great things about how he feels about me. I think that's great. some people need alcohol to get the courage to share their feelings. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I don't think there's anything wrong with drinking a lot after work. It's fun. It's like a party all the time. He doesn't miss work. He's just a bad boy. I like bad boys. They're excited.
Guys, I got Jorian to say I like bad boys.
Okay. They're exciting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're too uptight.
Facts.
So fast.
Facts.
I agree.
You agree? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know what I have to say about that?
Okay, what do you
have? It's that, like, he could tell you all this stuff while also not being drunk.
Yeah.
Like, that's possible.
Yeah, it's real. And it should, like...
It should. Like, that's, like, how it should, like, be, probably.
That's how it should be.
Uh-huh.
Like, I do think, like, people take the phrasing that, like, drunk sayings or drunk actions are just sober thoughts.
Yeah.
I think they take it, like, way too far.
Yeah.
Than maybe what they should be. Mm-hmm. Because at the basis, like... Like, why do you need to be drunk to say what you think and to communicate your feelings properly?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm, like, bad at communicating things in general. So, like, mm-hmm. I can see, like, the idea, but, like, you could try a little harder.
You could try.
If it's someone you care about... If it's someone,
because if he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he would.
He would, exactly.
Bro, literally. Wait, that's actually facts.
That's actually facts.
Because, this is, like... Him not really wanting to, but, like, sort of, like, oh, he's like, oh, I might as well just, like, do
it's,
this, like,
it's
you
not,
get that thought.
Thing is, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't rely on alcohol to be, like, the thing that makes you, like, be able to come forward and stuff.
So, did you reply to him?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for this last one, I was just like, hi, like, hello, like, because I'm like...
That's so funny.
Because I just didn't know what to say, and, like, it sparked up this whole conversation about, like, oh my god,
how
have you been? And it's like, I'm like, damn, like, what's going on here?
Crazy.
I mean, the conversation, like, eventually died out, like,
yeah.
And I just liked the message and just didn't respond.
Wow, eventually. You hate him.
Oh, No comment.
No comment, guys. Guys, he loves.
No, because imagine he just decides to listen to this podcast.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Let's send him the link.
I'll send him a link.
What's that? Yeah, okay.
I'll send him a link.
Actually, will you actually?
I'll see.
You'll see. You'll see once it's all edited and...
Yeah, okay. When I see, like, the final vision of everything,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll come out in, like, 3 weeks, but we're
good. Okay, it's fine,
yeah. Maybe he'll send you another text by then.
Yeah, by that time, like, yeah. I'll have another update.
Are you, like, waiting for it? Like, do you enjoy it?
Okay, so, it's not like I enjoy it, it's uh-huh. more like, damn, like, I really got, like...
Yeah, like, you got him still thinking
like, I still got him thinking about me, like,
yeah.
That's, like, I'm winning this, like, cause it wasn't really a breakup, because nothing happened.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm winning that still, like, because I'm not the one, you know, like, sending photos or doing
exactly.
That. Like, the fact that he's doing
literally.
That first means that I'm winning.
Uh-huh.
Like that's how I see
you
it.
You actually, that's kind of true, because it's, like, he's the one that's still caring stuff, and you just get the fun part, because you just
yeah.
get to see all the things and be like, oh, he still cares.
Yeah, he still
like,
cares.
So
like, damn, good for him. Like, good for
good for
oh,
you.
Good for me.
Yeah.
Yes, good for me. But, thanks. Yeah, that's how I felt about that. It was like,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, it's weird, but I'm, like, at the same time, I'm winning. Like, that's...
Yeah. So it's all good.
It's all good.
Uh-huh. And, oh, I have another excerpt from the
oh,
novel.
Another excerpt? Okay. Cool.
Okay, so... Okay.
Okay, do I read or no?
No.
Oh, you read.
Just
okay.
me.
I just,
because
okay.
I'm, like, the wise person.
Oh,
you're
the wise
like, the
person.
One that
okay, I'm,
is, like,
I'm the
delusional.
Dumbass, I know. Yeah,
exactly,
I know.
Exactly. No, you deserve not just an affectionate, attentive boyfriend, but you deserve an affectionate, attentive, sober one.
Exactly.
Because, like... Does
yeah.
it really count if they're just, like...
Yeah, if they're, like, they're drunk, like, it's, like, some people can make the argument that it's the real them,
mm-hmm.
but, like, can't they be the real them in, like, other situations
yeah.
as well?
And, like, it's honestly, it's not the real them, because, like I don't know, do you think it's the real them?
Well, and, like, I feel like it's them if they just decide to be, like, the most unfiltered version of themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
But so in that sense, it may be like a bit more authentic, but it's just like,
mm-hmm.
like it's the fact that like when they're controlling themselves, they're not wanting to interact with you
mm-hmm.
or they're like, you know what I mean? Like they need to lose control to to interact with you and to be like all these things that you like about them. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah, that's how I see that.
True. Guys, okay, so I have a theory, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what if this whole time, you know how the book is, he's just not that into you?
Yeah.
What if Dorian's the one that's not into him?
Oh, maybe.
Because,
okay.
Like, for example, there's another chapter. We'll get to it one day, but he's just not that into you if he's breaking up with you.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys, like, stop talking, right? And then he's still texting and he's still wanting something more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. But, like, while the breaking things off mm-hmm. was mutual, it was, like, and it, I've been wanting to do that, but he was the one who, like, brought it up, if okay. that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, because he found out that his program was going to be, like, more challenging than what he thought it would be.
Bro.
But, like, okay. anyways. And he was like, I don't think I can do that with school and whatever. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, that's fair. And I mean, I've been meaning to tell that as well because, mm-hmm. like, just I was worried about my business program.
Business, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, business like, is it's so really hard. And, like, I just don't know what to do. Anyways.
Facts. Guys, he studies all the time for
all
business.
All the time, yeah. No, it's coloring books are just so hard. You know, it's just I don't know what to do. So, yeah, that was how it like broke off, and like it was something that was mutual,
mm-hmm.
but I think my thing was that I was willing to like give it a shot, and if it didn't work out, then like we would call it off.
Yeah.
But he was much more straightforward with that.
Okay.
But like, on one hand, I am grateful because like, it did allow me to like focus on my studies a lot like better. Like I was, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like being in a relationship while also like just starting university is just like not the mindset to be at.
Oh,
like no offense okay. to anyone who's like, well, it's not the mindset, it's just that it's really hard adjusting to being able to do your school
while
also prioritizing another person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would just be more beneficial, at least for me specifically,
yeah.
to
because you're in business, so that's
because also I'm in business.
Exactly. I'm in fake
you're,
classes.
You're in fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my classes are just so much realer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I feel like it's more just entering this new environment
mm-hmm.
while also just entering a relationship.
Yeah.
And then doing those both at once when you have somewhat of a challenging program,
mm-hmm.
like that, I feel like it can mess you up a bit because like how can you prioritize these two things at once that are very new
mm-hmm.
and you just don't like you're, you know what I mean? That,
yeah.
That's my
true
thoughts on that.
Do you think that you would ever like go back? Like, do you think like once everything's settled in?
Honestly, like, maybe I'm not sure
mm-hmm.
because I liked being in it, and it's like out of every like talk stage that I had, that was the one that got closest to being mm-hmm. a relationship, so maybe in that way I'm still a bit attached to it. I would have to see like later because I feel like I would have changed too much to actually go
okay.
back into that, if that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, real. Oh, I do have another topic.
Oh damn.
And it's, what are talking stages? Because I was talking to my friend about this.
Okay.
And she was telling me how, like, all these guys kept saying that, like, telling their friends and stuff that they had talking stages with her, and mm-hmm. she wasn't unaware of this.
Okay, so how... okay, the way uh-huh. I would define it is, like, if you're meeting up and there's uh-huh. a bit of a mutual interest...
Yeah, but how
have,
do you know?
Well, it's like... well. In dating apps, it's like you
yeah.
just smash together.
Okay, true.
In, like, I guess in real life, it's a bit more confusing because, like, just getting their Instagrams is, like,
mm-hmm.
like that could also be also, like, a sign of friendship, like, interest.
Yeah.
Like, it gets really confusing.
Yeah.
I think, like, if it's before having a first date.
Yeah.
Then it's, like, it can't, and it's, like, a long period of time. And there, it's also, like, pretty flirtatious.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's a talking stage, like, in
okay.
my opinion. Like, that's
yeah.
how I would classify it.
But then what is, like, a situationship? Is it the same thing?
I feel like a situationship also involves, like, it's, like, I feel like it's after the first date.
Okay.
And you've been dating for a while. Mm-hmm. And you do a lot of stuff that is similar to being in a relationship. You but do, you like, all of the relationship stuff, but without the label.
Okay, yeah.
So it's
after talking.
Yeah, it's after talking.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because then what are you if you're talking, doing all of these stuff that our relationship like? I feel like we've just been very much into labels and like trying to classify every little thing when I don't feel like it needs to be that classified.
Yeah.
And like you can just like have fun if it's like mutual and stuff.
Facts. Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe facts.
Maybe facts?
I don't know.
Well, what's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I guess you just sort of have to know what's up.
Yeah, you have to know what's up for sure.
Yeah,
like you have to be on the same. But I don't know how much like getting into like these very specific labels will let you know, like how you are with a different person, because it's all very like subjective. Like,
true.
You can think this is a talking stage, but another person doesn't think.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like,
okay, see, that's the thing, because like these people would like they would like talk on Snap or something like a bit. They would be like, oh, yeah, like, I was talking to her, like, back then. But, like, what do you mean?
Like who said that?
Who was talking? Like, I guess, yeah, but how do you know if the other person, if you don't know if the other person, like...
I mean, it becomes very complicated then, and I guess you just have to talk with the other person, like, communicate, like, yo, what is this?
What are we, like...
Like, no, when am I thinking you out or stuff like that?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just people are just so scared of rejection that they don't do that.
Yeah,
so then
they
rely on their own definition of what a talking stage or what anything like what anything like signifies, like any stage of a relationship or getting to know someone.
Yeah.
Like, and they decide that for themselves without the other person.
I guess that's true. Like, that makes sense. Because then it's like, because then if you like... or hurt or something by something that they did, like, they might not realize because they're like, wait, what do you mean? We weren't even like...
Yeah, we weren't even like that.
Because everyone has a different perception.
Yeah, like, and it's like, it just, everything depends. Everyone has different standards for what a talking stage or situationship or any of this stuff is, because it's never really set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's set in stone is actually the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that comes before that is just arbitrary because... like, there's no communication or little to no communication for what you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all implied. And with implication just comes, like, a personal perspective.
And that's why he's just not that into if he's only texting you when he's drunk.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. We can spin it that way. Like,
does it connect back?
Okay, let's try to connect it back. Because when someone is drunk, like, they're not able to communicate with you when they're sober properly.
Mm-hmm.
So you only know their real intentions with you when they're drunk. But at that point, you're like, okay, do my intentions align with theirs?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... it's just very weird, because, like, you're, like...
And it's also, like, is that actually their intentions? Like, you don't know for sure. Is that just them?
Just
because they're not thinking too hard about it?
Yeah, it's, like, because decision-making is just so impacted, it's just, like, what do you really want? Like, is this... like, you know what I mean? It's just,
It's, like, it's hard to tell what they really want, and then you kind of see that as, like, oh, they, like... well, they must... want like what they're saying, right? Because that makes sense.
But, yeah, like, but then you just don't know, because they might just like, they might be playing with you, they might be doing all this stuff, and you can't really know for sure. I guess like the whole thing with this is that it, like, you know through experience, like the more experience you have dealing with this stuff, the more you can see through any red flags, really. Like, it's just, it, everything comes with experience, which is like why you need to put yourself out there and like
real when you're like young. So
when
then
you're
you
young,
so then
so like,
you when you're old you,
you
are
don't
like
make stupid
you
mistakes.
Recognize it.
You don't make stupid mistakes. And
that's why I believe in making silly mistakes when you're, like, sometimes, like, you listen to things, like, you listen to, like, this podcast and you're like, oh, I should probably not, like, respond to him or whatever.
No, respond to him.
Yeah,
respond
facts.
To him. Respond
no,
to him
facts.
And learn.
We encourage
respond
you to do the wrong thing we so encourage... then you can relate to the podcast.
Because I don't feel like you learn enough from other people telling
exactly.
you that it's wrong.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I always thought that I did, but then I was like, now I don't get to actually experience it, so I might as well. Yeah.
So you might as well try it again later.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you need to know, like, no one can tell you what's wrong, but like, besides yourself. Like, you are yourself's best like listener, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because you can hear all these things, and then you're the one who's actually deciding what to do.
Like, there are always opportunities for growth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully later... later down the line, when you're like 30,
you'll be tired of making mistakes.
Yeah, and you will not do stuff like this anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But you can do it right now.
Right now, yes. I encourage it. I encourage it.
Like,
yeah.
That's solid.
That's solid?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that...
That might be a wrap.
That might be a wrap. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining the podcast.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Yeah.
How was your experience being on a podcast for a first time?
Honestly, it was great.
Uh-huh.
I really like yapping. I'm not really sure how this is going to translate when it's posted. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.